Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Come on now, come on now. You got to know what time it is. This is Lawless Radio, and you're now tuned in to Grit Grind with the brother TL. And you know what? No, I ain't gonna pull the wool over your eyes. I am not TL. I am the one and only Buck. I am sitting in for the brother TL. You know, he out there doing them $100 moves, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to be patient. Let the man do his thing, you know what I'm saying? We ain't get this far by ourselves, so it's all good. So I'm going to be right here with y'all until he makes his presence known. But until then, you know what? We're going to have a damn good time. You hear what I'm saying? For real, on the real, we're going to have a damn good time. All right, y'all, right here on Lawless Radio, we support our local come up, all our unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions on how to submit your music. We will put you in rotation. And you know what? We even bring you on the air so we can discuss your hot lyrics. Because you are a lyricist. All right? All right, with that being said, I ain't gonna hold y'all no further. We just going to go ahead and we're going to turn up. All right, hold tight. Be right back, y'all.
Louis Prada, too many ladies on my head.
party, bankers. I got some bankers. Send the bankers. Whole lot of bankers. Party, bankers. I got some bankers. Whole lot of bankers. Send the bankers.
First off, I got the bank girl. For a while now, I had up. Thought she was the baddest. Then I saw one better. My girl, she love me and I love her back, but these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she gets it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to. And sometimes they be all on me, and I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D. Oh, I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants. This temptation, I can't fight it.
Stranger, feelings growing stronger, my actions getting bolder. You call it the cold shoulder. I call it tough love just to show you that I love you. Like Park said, just me and my chick. We ride to the end. Yeah, that's it. You all I need in this world, baby girl, I'm rich. Long as we don't mess it up and have people in our shit. Then let's just stick to the script. Us against the world, body clad tip. You my body without the gangster, but that's alright. Cause if it came to that, you would still try to ride. And that's why I love you so. And that's the real reason I never let you go. Just remember, I always came back to you. It don't matter the situation, I always be down for you.
I wanna know will you be down for me?
Yes, I will.
It's something that we just keep trying.
Welcome back. This is Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Grit Grind with TL, the brother chairman. But you know what? Unfortunately, I am not him. No. This is Buck, y'all. I'm sitting in for that brother. He is on his way. He, like I said, he had that million, $100 moves, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, give him some time. He'll show up. But until then, I'll be right here until he gets here. And then we're going to all trip and chill together. Man, have you ever... choked off some weed, man, so hard that the leaves start changing colors. Wow. Hey, all right, check it out. Real talk, y'all. now, I know everybody, I know it. I know this. I know everybody's broke. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got a lot of me. You know, man, I ain't broke. I'm doing, no. You broke. If you're not living the lifestyle that you did back in early 2000, you know what I'm saying? It's not better than how it was back then. You broke. Things aren't as good as they used to be. You know what I'm saying? So right now, and what I'm basically trying to say is right now everybody needs some help. You know what I'm saying? So I know there's some items, you know, of clothing that, you know, you can't fit no more, you know what I'm saying? Either it's done got too small or it's done got too big, and, you know, you ain't about to wear it no more. Why don't you gather that stuff, man? Gather that stuff up, you know, take it on down to the Goodwill, man, you know, Salvation Army somebody, you know what I'm saying? Donate some of this stuff, you know, you ain't gonna never ever put all them, all them old FUBU jerseys, you know, damn well you can't fit no more. You know what I'm saying? Go on and don't give it to the Salvation Army, man. You know what I'm saying? Give it to somebody else that can use it, because there's always somebody that's a lot broker than you. You know what I'm saying? You know, make sure get your receipt. You write it off on them taxes. You know what I'm saying? You know, give that little bit of nothing that's not even in your life to somebody that can better their life. And you never know, you may get it back tenfold, you know what I'm saying? So on the real talk, I actually said that. I can't stand what people say. Hey, dog, real talk. I can't stand that, but I just used it, so I guess I'm a hypocrite. Okay, whoever, whatever, who cares? All right, let's do that. Hey, what is with all of the damn ATM robberies? I mean, I ain't talking about you people getting stuck up at the ATM. No. They taking the whole damn ATM. I mean, this is like a common threat. You know what I'm saying? I always thought, maybe it was just me, but I always thought that there was some sort of a GPS or something, you know, inside the ATM. But I guess, I mean, why would you want to put a GPS inside of a stationary piece of equipment, machinery that's bolted and cemented into the ground. You know what I'm saying? Why would you even think of something like that? You know, but just in case. I mean, on the real, look at what's going on. Maybe that's something I need to come out with. Maybe that's something I need to, you know, I was talking to the good doctor, Dr. Passion, about that. Maybe that's something I should come out with a GPS for ATMs. I know that sounds like way off the wall, but they still have ATMs like they just a damn microwave on the counter. You know what I'm saying? For real. Bust through the door, chain it, grab it, let's go. Yeah. So, might have to look into that. All right, y'all. It is 15 minutes after the hour. Hold tight. We're going to do what we do. We're going to play this music. I'll be right back.
Like my family pushed me for law school first. Yep. It never occurs to heal my lyrical turn. The more I'm restricted, the more I go for it. For my heart in the paper so they someday hear it. Words travel in spirit and reflect my mind. Leaves all the useless bitterness behind. I close the blinds, walk further from my past. Long hours being a mess like a shattered glass. Life's a test, I'm passing with a flying color. Put everything on the table like a high roller. Shots fall are bad when opportunities die. Sometimes you need a neck to push to even try. I wanna rap all the time and make the speakers cry. With the sentence as time passes me by.
You thinking thinking about taking a sick day. Some suckers at my job make me sick anyway. So I ain't lying with a couple of calls. I don't think I can make it to the office. Now I am lying, it's just next to you. And I ain't gotta turn away and I can stay paid too. G is like Renaissance Styles and Erykah Badu.
What now? All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. This is Grit Grind with T-Hell. And I'm sitting in for the brother. I am Buck, the one and only. I come to you Thursday evenings from 8 p.m. on Bucking Off with Buck. All right, y'all. That was Turn It Up, J-Kale. I like that. That's hot. Before I went to the break, I was talking about how, man, you just steal an ATM at the drop of a hat, and you stealing a microwave off the counter, man. It's this is turning into a real, real lucrative business. Of course, you know, we here at Lawless Radio, we don't, you know, support crime. We support our local come up, all our unsigned underground independent artists. Let me throw that in there. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions on how to submit your music. We'll put you into rotation. Like I said, I'm sitting here for TL right now. I will be here until until he makes his presence known. He's making those $100 moves on behalf of Lawless Radio. Man, y'all need to keep your eyes open on Lawless Radio. Matter of fact, Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week. On Tuesdays nights, there's Real Talk with Nikki Outlaw coming at 8 p.m. Eastern. And on Wednesday, of course, you know, TL, chairman right here on Grit Grind. And then on Thursdays, that's me, Bucking Off with Buck, coming in at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, we have the one and only Dr. Passion, Dr. Lunel Buckhalter, coming in with a Sunday evening chat at 8 p.m. Eastern. Also, don't forget to check out Lawless After Dark. Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, there is Raw Deal, where it all started, the Nasty McNasty. Check it out, check it out. Then on Wednesday nights, there's B-Mo Slim coming in at 11 p.m. Eastern. And also, check out your girl, Mel Lawless, Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern, No Limit, Mel Lawless and her co-host, Amanda. All right, real quick, I saw the news the other day, and I was laying in bed, and I was just listening to the news. I wasn't actually watching it, but I was listening. And there was a report of a guy who was attacked by a polar bear, and this wasn't in a park, you know. I got Dr. Passion in the background. She's looking it up for me. Our legal team here at Lawless Radio says it was best for me not to mention his name. So I won't mention his name, but he was attacked, and I believe it was Canada somewhere, by a polar bear. Okay.
I'm here.
I'm glad you're here. I don't know if you heard what I was just talking about.
Hey, man, I'm not saying, hey, I don't want nobody to think ill of me. First of all, man, I got to thank my man Buck for holding me down, man. Thank you. The chairman trying to do what it is he do, man. Got to thank my girl Rosalind. Very positive meeting. Got some different announcements we're going to be making to y'all, man. Things are real good. You know, matter of fact, we're going to steal that phrase. It's going to be, it's lawless. Life is good. You know, that's going to be the new phrase.
Man,
but hold on, man. We got another fella that got attacked by a polar bear.
Yeah, this was a dude up in Canada. He was attacked and mauled by a polar bear. He was from Maine, but he was up in Canada. I want to say Ontario somewhere, and he was mauled by a polar bear.
Did he promise the little bear he wasn't gonna hurt him? He wasn't gonna do anything to him.
I don't know what he didn't do, but I know what happened.
He slathered himself with gravy and jumped in his mouth. Come here, little bear. We're not gonna hurt you, little bear. Come here.
But here's the kicker. The reporter that was reporting the story made it sound like it was the bear's fault. You know what I'm saying? You know, like like you know, the bear just out of the blue, you know what I'm saying, just for no apparent reason, attacked the man. I mean, wait a minute. We were at the zoo. This wasn't a zoo. So, you know, we were in the bear's environment, you know.
So basically, he wanted to be food, and the bear took him up on it, and now if something's wrong, that the bear took him up on being dinner.
I still say the question should be, why a polar? I mean, it wasn't a grizzly bear, it wasn't a black bear, it was
right.
a polar bear. You know what I'm saying?
But now you heard we got a grizzly. We got grizzlies that are moving there to what do you call that? Doggone it, Georgia with an M, Marietta, moving into the Marietta area. That been killing up little cats and little dogs.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh yeah. So now that's telling you, if you see a grizzly, don't go and try to assure him that you're not going to hurt him. Because he knows it. Don't go and tell him that you're his friend. Don't go and crack a little Yogi Bear joke with him. He won't find it funny.
No.
Might as well pass him yourself and a toothpick. That's it.
You actually need to be smarter than the average bear when you approach
him. Yes, boo-boo-boy. Yes, boo-boo-bear.
I do wanna cast note, and I'm not, you know, I like I say, you know, here at Lawless Radio, we don't condone any, you know, type of ill needs or especially racism. But like I said, I was laying in bed and I was listening to the report, and as I was listening to it and I heard what happened and that somebody was attacked by a polar bear, I just 86 the whole fact that it was someone of African American descent.
Now, let me go ahead and say it like you said it. Poor white fella.
Yeah.
Let me pull one for the poor one.
that was no need for me to roll over to see if it was anyone that I knew, you know, from the hood or anything, you know. So.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Bro, don't even know where the woods at. Can't be, bro.
Man, hey, you know what? The only woods I knew was Dan Ryan Woods on 87th in Western. Those are the only woods that I've ever known of, you know what I'm saying?
You're better than me. I knew Maywood and Bellwood. That's all I knew. I wasn't even real familiar with Englewood because it was out south. I'm just saying.
Oh man. Show you right, player. I'll be done. You know what?
What's up?
I have the person who has the copyright on what you're saying to me right now. Good evening, Mississippi Red. Are you there?
I'm here, Chairman. And I would like to say one thing. I just want to say one thing. It's not as bad as I think it is. It is not as big as you think it is.
Hey, man, that's between you and your lady, man. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the killings in Chicago. It's not that. Chicago was 7 times bigger than Milwaukee, and y'all only get 500 killings per year, and we get 100. And we are is bigger than yours. The not the killings, but the murder rate is bigger than yours.
Hold tight.
That was Milwaukee Eyewitness News, and he was reporting the death or something like that. In Milwaukee, we appreciate that. We appreciate that that report. But we'll get back to you in a hot second. Right now, we're talking about polar bears. Yeah, go ahead.
Here you go. In other unimportant news, O.J. Simpson received his parole today, but he will not be released. He still got to wait it now. He's the only person I know that made parole and was set free to go, but he still got to wait in there for 4 more years for his new case. In other unimportant news.
What?
Yeah, man. Is it? Dude, Bruce still, he made parole, but he going to be still in jail, man. He ain't leaving.
Dude,
come on now. Somebody got to tell me what that happened, man. When they said you made parole, they usually mean you free to go.
Oh,
and
man.
Ain't that what it mean, man? It mean you free to go. Get on up out of here. We don't want to see you no more.
Oh, man, yeah. but wait a minute. Hold on. We got to clean your suit right quick. Hold on. Wait. You got to wait a little bit longer. Oh, wow. That's like giving a kid an ice cream cone with no ice cream in it. You just give them.
That's like giving a kid an ice cream cone and knocking it out of his hand.
Oh, why they do OJ like that, man?
But they say good news. They got good news. He may be having his retrial that he wanted.
He get what?
They got good news. He gonna get his retrial that he wanted.
What did he go wrong?
I'm gonna tell you where he went wrong, man. When he got out, man, he was writing all these stupid books. If I did kill him, this is how I would have did it. Hypothetically speaking, you damn fool, you don't brag, you done got away with it. You done killed him. You done killed him.
Let it be.
He done killed a white woman and a gay dude in America. He knew he was out. He was over with. He knew it.
Definitely.
How did he brag?
Man,
he
should have won out of the rock. Yeah. And you know what? I cannot find OJ jersey to save my life right now. I cannot find one.
Okay. Hey, that's why he in jail, because somebody had stole all of them and he went back to steal his gold tonight. OJ said
the jersey fit. The jersey fit.
OJ,
that jersey mine. That jersey mine.
Poor OJ. Look at that man. Look at him, man. If he'd have kept his mouth closed, man. I mean, dude, he got to the gates of heaven and found out it was locked. Hey, somebody said no. Hey, it's OJ, it's me, Arthur. You know, let me out. I don't understand.
No.
They said I'm free. They looked at him. They said they told y'all that 300 years ago, too, didn't they?
Poor OJ.
OJ.
Yeah, Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what, y'all? I'm going to boycott California for that. Or is it Nevada? I'm boycotting Nevada for that one. Who are going to join this one with me?
You know what?
They boycott Nevada?
That's Vegas, brother. I don't know if I can do with that one.
You can't boycott Vegas?
No, I can't do. No, I'm sorry.
You sure? We can't boycott
I do. Hey, I'll do Montana or Nebraska with you. No problem. But,
okay.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you.
Speaking of which, I gotta give a shout out to my man Reggie Yo. My man Nick Richmond, shout out to you, dog. Shout out to you. That's my man. I told him if he said anything slick, I was gonna make him famous. How do you send me something telling me that Lawless Radio gotta stand behind this? Is me as a black man, I gotta get behind the boycott. I'm supposed to have this on my show. I'm supposed to have this on my Facebook, on my Twitter. We supposed to make sure it's all over the website, and we going to boycott Florida. And I go on Facebook, and you and your family enjoying life in Florida right now as we speak.
Are you serious?
Explain this to me.
Are you serious?
We boycotting, but you are in Florida. And I told my man, if he kept his mouth closed, I wouldn't know. Matter of fact, I said he will remain nameless. Unless he give me a reason to make him famous. Now my man DJ Reggio giving you your 15 minutes of fame. I need y'all to go to my man Nick Richmond's page and ask him. Matter of fact, like his pictures. Comment on his pictures. Then I want y'all to go back through his timeline. I need y'all to go back through his timeline probably about a week and a half or so ago. And I need y'all to read all of the statuses about who was paying for Zimmerman's defense and how unfair it is in Latin America, and we're going to take a stand. I need y'all to read all of that stuff that he put about his boycott in Florida, and I need y'all to comment on all those too. Matter of fact, copy his pictures like I'm about to do. I'm going to copy his pictures and put his pictures in his comments. That's what I'm going to do. Come here, DJ Reggio, I just made you famous, dog. I am the champ. Oh, my God. I think I'm.
Man.
Well, they may be glad we can't cuss on this show because I almost said I'm an a-hole. But I'm going to beep out the first part.
that's like a Muslim eating pork. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
That's like a Muslim eating a pork chop. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Eating a pork chop.
I'm like,
man.
Damn.
I can't lie to you. My man gave me attitude and all that about it. You know, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We do not try to take political stances here on this station. This is specifically, and it was designed for entertainment. We are not trying to join anybody's right movements. At the same time, we're not trying to violate anybody's rights. We know what we feel about whatever situation we feel about. We address those situations accordingly, but we don't make it our mission in life to push any agenda. That is not what this show is about. It is not politically driven. If that was the case, I have enough music from artists that Lawless Entertainment represent to never play another artist on Lawless Radio. But we're not about trying to get our personal agendas across. So when he hit me with that and trying to get all upset and everything, and when I went on Facebook, I mean right there on my timeline, I said this can't be. I knew it couldn't be. And then I went back through the feeds. I said, it's still dude. I went back to my little messages. I said, it's still dude. Ain't no way in the world. No. Boy ain't in Florida. Boy lying. He doing like everybody do on Facebook. He lying. I hope he's lying. I hope he was lying. My man sent me a message, said what his family do with their personal time is no business of mine. And he's not lying. He's telling the truth. But if we are boycotting, what are you doing there? That's my thing. That's my thing. We boycott, but you are there. You don't live there. Why are you there? My man. Matter of fact, I think I'm a fool because he stole my stolen slogan, life is good. He even made Mississippi Red. He made Mississippi Red laugh.
Oh, man. Speaking of, should I bring the brother back, man? Is he ready to
talk about.
Let's bring them back after the music, man. Let's bring them back after the music. Let me hit this last night, man. I'm really feeling this joint right here, Buck, man. Tell me what you think of this joint, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, I got my bills paid and my tank full. Just put another bad chick last night and I'm off work. Got my husband's on the side, but I keep the 9 to 5 the way I'm all right. And I thank God cause I woke up. Cause you know I got the litter see another day. I'm the type of dude that need cake. I'm getting fried before I sleep and then I wake and bake and I'm getting it. Then I flip it, then I'm riding around till it's gone. Shout out to whoever ran around at this home. When I get it, I deserve it, I've been spitting too long. And I'm so turned up, plus my dude's getting cake for me. Shout out to all the women who would wait for me, but just pray for me because lately I can't trust them, I believe in that faithfully. Yeah,
yeah. Not everybody put your hands up and rev your pet like you don't give a what. It's never too late for me. Better right now you can hate to me. Nothing right now you can say to me. Time to celebrate cause you know I got my bills paid and my thankful. Just put on whatever you think last night. My bills paid and my thankful. Just put on whatever you think last night. My bills paid and my thankful.
Only live once, so I stop and lane quit. Like, hold up. Your girl already here, but she tell me she about to roll up. She like, you know what? Instead of with the drama, deal with it when I'm sober. You wrong, you do what you wanna do is what I told her. So you know I feel back like the month of October. Yeah, hopping VIP, but still that I ain't even had to pay to see. Pouring up, so you know I'm feeling rare with free. Living forever young is what I wanna be. Yeah.
But you know, we can only party till the sunrise. Living life to the fullest, but you know I gotta do it till your boy die.
Keep this simple, you feel me? Yeah.
Check. Girl, you got the body of a goddess and you know it's true. Looking at you at the corner of my eye, thinking them I want you. Playing hard, ain't giving it up, but that's cool, don't like easy. But baby, can I be your exception? I can get your bills paid and your thankful. I can make it all happen for you tonight. Get your girlfriends and her friends too. I got my homies so we can make it alright. Are you down?
Tonight, oh, yeah, yeah. I want your body. Whatever you want, girl. me one. I feel what size all the love so strong. Nothing where she do me say she can't go wrong, yo. That's why she is my number one, yo. Phenomenon, phenomenon for true. Hotter than Steve Maxine, that's you. When you walk in, it's like a curfew. That's why the other girl, them a walk and screw, yo.
See her smile.
This your girl Macy Gator, repping Phoenix, Arizona, and I got it locked on Lawless Radio.
That's what it is, man. Y'all know I'm feeling a little naked, so I got to do this. I know my man Buck kicked off the show, man, but I got to do it. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? Y'all already know what it is, baby. It's the Chairman Lawless Radio Zone Live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend. Tell a friend, bring about 4 or 5 friends so we can get it in. That's what we do on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up underground, unsigned, independent music. Man, I was trying to look up that joint that Buck was talking about, man. Thank my man, man. I love my team. I cannot say it enough. I love my team, man. I'm in a jam, man. My people pull me out, man. They pull each other out of jams, man. So, man, I can't do nothing but take my hat off to my people, man. I really love them. But I was trying to find that joint about the Grizzly Bear, man, because, hey, I know our legal team don't want us to put the name stuff out there, but I just wanted to see, dude. I just wanted to see who it was. If he was laying up between two slices of French bread, if it was pita bread, if it had gravy on them, was it a side of fries, some mashed potatoes?
No.
I don't even know what it was.
No.
What was it?
No. What was the man was sitting in the tent, okay, and he was sleeping in the tent, and the polar bear decide to go over the electrical fence at the national park. The polar bear now went across the electrical fence
and
dragged the man by his neck and broke his neck, fractured his neck and his leg broken.
So in other words, you're saying the polar bear had a rap.
Yeah. The polar bear was on a mission.
Yes, he was. But the polar bear is attacking, though.
No, exactly. You don't. You don't. That's what's messed up about it. The polar bear went across the electrical fence, so that polar bear was hungry. That it had to be the problem.
Or dude was messing with the polar bear.
According to the report off of HuffPost, the man was sleeping in his tent. And how people got the polar bear away from the man is that they shot their flare guns at the polar bear, and the polar bear ran away.
Oh, man. Hey, man, y'all. I got serious breaking news, man. Somebody just sent me this. This is out of Chicago. Young lady Ashley Harden, her family is offering a $3,000 reward for the arrest and capture of the assailants responsible for her murder. Wow. Do we keep losing them in Chicago?
Man.
If you know anything about the Ashley Harden murder, you're advised to call 773-599-2438. I will be posting it up on the Lawless Radio fan page as well as the Lawless Entertainment fan page. She's definitely, her family is definitely in my prayers, man. I mean, I can't lie to you. You know, I try to keep the chairman character going on radio, you know, even throughout situations like this, but it is so damn hard when
when you when you look at how we losing our kids. I mean,
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's terrible.
That is just sad. It's just sad,
mm-hmm.
man. And then when you speak the real, nobody want to hear. But man, I don't believe in the death penalty, and I think prisons are basically a waste of time now. You know, I believe in old frontier justice. Somebody kill your family, you go get them.
Okay.
Especially in situations like this where an individual shot in a crowd of people, and she unluckily was the one that was hit. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff right there. You know, frontier justice. Drag that son of a gun out his bed and string him up.
There you go.
And then but first things first. Oh, that's not right because that's what the Klan did to us. It's the first thing people want to say. That's the first thing they want to say. But nobody want to look at the reality. The Klan killed us too, the way we killing us. Okay?
Man.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's be real about it. I mean, these kids are not. They are never going to understand the ramifications of what they're doing. I mean, when I sit, and I want, this is my homework for everybody listening to Lawless Radio tonight. I want everybody to go out, and I want you to rent 4 movies. I need you to get 2 movies about the future, and I need you to get 2 movies about the past. Now, the thing that I need you to make the comparison to, the 2 movies you get from the past, you'll see a lot of blacks in it, slaves, whatever it is they are, but you'll see a lot of blacks in the movie. I need you to get the 2 movies you pick up from the future, and I want you to see how you don't see any blacks in it. 1 or 2. The future is already predicted, and nobody's paying attention. And it's because of this right here.
Keep killing each other off.
I mean, if you keep killing each other off, who are you going to have? Who are you going to have? And you know what? I had a nice meeting last night with an individual. We talking about this, and I don't want to turn to a 5-hour lecture like we had last night, but we went to church. And Lawless is going to be presenting a lot of situations to y'all. I'm actually putting my money and my hind part where my heart and my mouth is because I strongly believe in what it is I'm saying. And I need to leave a world where I don't have to worry about my grandkids being snuffed out by somebody that look like them or somebody that just decide that they want an actual live black target, not the one that's on that white sheet of paper. Okay, I don't want that. So, I mean, things have got to be done, but this right here, man, I mean, I just got it sent to me on Facebook, so that's why, you know, like, wow, man, come on now.
Man,
come on.
Man, yeah, that's deep. That's deep.
What was that TV show called, We Gotta Do Better? Remember, it used to be Hot Ghetto Mess with Charlie Murphy, and they made him change the title. They said that was degrading the blacks.
Yeah.
So
BET changed it.
So we gotta do better.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We need that
show
right now.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We need that show.
I remember the
show. So we gotta do better.
Gotta do better.
We have got to do better. I mean, come on. We got white folks getting killed by bears. And we getting killed by each other.
There you go.
Give me the bear over my brother, please. Give me the bear over my brother. At least, you know, what he's doing, he don't understand what he's, well, he know what he's doing. He's trying to get food.
Exactly.
And with me, as much Popeyes as I eat, woo, I know I'm going to be spicy.
I know that's real.
And
I know that's
food,
right.
That fool look at me and see an AP spicy.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
That fool said, give me some hot sauce.
There you go. There you go.
I'm telling you right now. Looky. Speaking of grandbabies, look at my grandbaby that come to see me. He love to run in the studio on me.
Oh.
Come on, Juju.
Look at him, mobile.
He know where he's supposed to be. That's he know where he's supposed to be. Hey, man, while I'm talking about my family, man, I got to send a congratulations to my oldest son, man. He did it, man. I mean, we understand in this world, man, there's a lot of things young black 24-year-old males are doing, and this kid is a hard worker, works hard, took care of his child. You know, him and his wife, my daughter-in-law, they doing real good. Both, one went through finished school first. You know, they follow that plan. The other finished school secondly. You know, he got his degree this weekend, man. So I am so proud of him, man. Congratulations, Dre, man. I mean, y'all keep doing it now. Y'all keep doing it. That's all I can say, man. And then
man,
my baby.
Man, I was proud.
Yeah.
I was proud.
Man,
I know you proud, man.
You
tear up? Did you tear up?
Let me tell you.
Come on.
When he gave me my copy of his degree, which I'm looking at right now, it is hanging directly over my console. When he gave me my copy of his degree, you don't understand. Hey, I done been tased. I have been stabbed. I have been maced. No tears hit my eyes away, but tears hit my eyes on that one, man. I mean, you know, for my kids. You know, I had my oldest girl, you know, I never graduated high school. So when she graduated high school, you know, it was like, wow, you know, couldn't help it, man. I mean, like, man, you know. But it's bad to say. It's bad to say I wasn't scared for her because we haven't had females in our family to do bad. It's always been our males.
Okay.
You know, our males are professional criminals, professional inmates, okay? You know, but when my middle son gave me his, high school diploma, I couldn't hold it. You know, it's like, wow. You know, our boys, this is two high school diplomas in a row, not GED. These are two high school diplomas in a row for my boys. You know, my girl, you know, it's three total, but for my boys who I was looking at. Now, my boy did his, you know, and my middle boy, he's taking care of his stuff at Georgia Perimeter. I can't wait for him. I can't wait for him. I can't wait for my baby, you know. And I mean, I hate to leave my girl out, and people said it always sound bad when I say that, but the reality is, I mean, the women in our family have always did better than the men in our family.
Right.
They have gone to college, military.
You know that is that changing of a trend. That trend changed. Y'all changed the dynamic, and it just took one to change the dynamic. You know, because you were saying all the men were criminals and stuff, but now you know there was a possibility. Woo. I was blessed to have that dynamic change, and now you know the next generation. Yeah, the next generation is gonna be doctors and lawyers.
Okay, man. My man Pac said, my family tree consists of drug dealers, thugs, and killers. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was related
man.
To me.
Man.
I thought me and Pac was cousins.
That's right.
My youngest. I can't leave them out, man. They went and grabbed bowling trophies up the wazoo. This summer bowling league was a thing for them, man. Trophies. I'm loving it. I'm getting ready to post them on Facebook. Yes, sir. I'm going to Facebook with the postings.
There you go.
Y'all better see. Man. I got to. I mean, them kids. When them kids do something worthy of it, man, you got to. Because, I mean, they really want our attention. And they're going to get our attention either way. You know, either they're going to be 13 coming in, look, Mom, I'm pregnant, to get our attention.
Right.
Or they're going to be 15, hey, Mom, we're going to put on my book. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get our attention. But they're going to get our attention, man. They're going to get
it, man.
I swear they're going to
Hey, there's a new song I loaded in there. Yesterday, it's We Are Here, or We In Here. Yeah, We In Here.
Yeah. I thought
I'm
here.
I got the Queen version. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So So they gave me two. They gave me the unrated version. Then they gave me a clean version. The clean version is kind of nice. It's a nice little club joint. You know. So you gotta make sure you check that out.
We finna hear that right now. You stay right there.
Okay. All right.
And the great words of Mississippi Red. I'm here. We in here.
Conway must be in the building. We in here. Let my niggas roll the kitchen up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Yo, man, might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them
just know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them
get the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Everybody asks the same question. Turn down for what? Me and my turn. We don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom. Them sponsors with the models. Your main. Choosing the money is the muscle, and we celebrate the hustle, cause the n****s getting paid, and the f**k on deck, so a n**s gon' get laid, and the n**s gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate, it's so wrong, but so
let my n****s roll the c**ish up, let my n****s pour them drinks up,
cause we try to get f**ked up, yo, maybe might get took, bro.
Okay. Are you trying to look for her, or are the police looking for her?
There we go.
That's not fun.
I want to know.
You
want to
call there and act like you don't know? Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about, the world being bigger than Chicago.
That's why I just said.
Okay,
the world
so
is bigger than Chicago. That's all y'all talk about. It's somebody in Chicago.
Okay, Mississippi. Did you call
yeah,
Kevin France?
No, he's mad.
Did you call Kevin France radio, or did you call my radio station?
I'm not mad. What I'm mad about?
Who radio station did you call? Did you call mine or yours?
I was on the show.
So you telling me what I talk about? What I talk about is what I want to come out of my mouth on my show, on my station. So how can you be bitter about what I talk about?
And I said I was bitter.
Said that's all I talk about.
That's all you talk about.
But I'm saying, I mean,
this
is international. Your show is international.
I talk about what is near and dear to my heart. I don't know nothing about Milwaukee. I am not in Milwaukee. I am in Chicago. I talk about what's going on at home. Charity begins at home. I'm not running out talking about what's going on in Florida, Massachusetts, New York, New Orleans, Cleveland, or none of that, because that's not home. I talk about what's going on at home. I talk about cleaning up where my kids got to play, where I got to stay, where my granny's at. This is what I talk about. Now, if you want me to know about what's going on in Milwaukee, you have got to present that to me. I don't keep up with Milwaukee. I keep up with Chicago. I keep up with home.
Y'all from Chicago. Y'all done lived in Atlanta. Y'all go to Atlanta.
How much time do I spend in Chicago? Matter of fact, I just got off a plane from Chicago. I spend as much time in Chicago as I do in Atlanta.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying too.
From all of our kids. What have I missed?
Okay. Did you not hear what he said? If you want to talk about Milwaukee, Wisconsin, then you talk about Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We don't know nothing about it. If you want to educate us on it, go ahead, educate us. Go ahead.
Everybody know about her.
Okay.
Know about who?
Well, we didn't know about her, so you go ahead.
Everybody know about her.
How do everybody? We don't know about her. We part of everybody, ain't we?
You see her on the show.
Who is her? I'm about now.
What's her name, man?
Patterson. Alexis Patterson. Everyone
what's
has seen her on our list.
Where have I seen her?
Where have I seen her?
Muted.
Come on.
Where have I seen her?
Oh, where
shoot.
Have I seen that?
No. Let the man talk.
No, like I was saying, from Alexis Patterson, everyone has seen her. All seen her was missed on TV One. And
I don't watch
that. What we want, you know, I mean, everybody.
Okay, what about for the folks that don't have cable?
JonBenet Ramsey. And all the other missing white kids. Now, why can't we talk about black kids that gone missing?
Okay. Why can't you?
You were talking about somebody that was missing in Chicago. Okay. That's all you're talking about, somebody in Chicago. What about, you know, Alexis Patterson?
Okay, let me do this for you real quick, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi, let me do this for you. Because, you know, oftentimes when I talk to you, Mississippi, you often allude to your 2 degrees, which tells me that you can't be a slow person to achieve 2 degrees. But, Mississippi, I don't think that you fully understand what you are saying. You tell me that all I talk about is
in Chicago. I keep saying, and I have said it slow enough for the Turtles to even understand. I don't know what's going on in Milwaukee. I don't keep up with what's going on in Milwaukee. I have given you this opportunity to enlighten us on what's going on in Milwaukee, and you can't even enlighten us. All you're talking about is in circles, okay? You're talking about everybody know about her and everybody TV One. I don't watch TV One, so I don't know what happened on TV One. You're talking about white kids that come up missing. I haven't talked about any kids that came up missing, black, white, or other. So if you would like for her to be known by the people listening to this show, the people that work for this show, to know about her, you may want to go ahead and get it out. But I'm going to play mad and talk like I'm berating. That's why I don't get it. It's going to put you in a position of having a mute button where you got a lot to say right now and nobody's hearing you, but everybody is hearing me. Okay? So now, again, I will bring you in and you tell us about Alexis Patterson while you have the floor. So let's try that again. Tell us about her.
I'm on mute. I'm on mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We in here.
You in here.
Okay, like I was just saying, Alexis Patterson was the one that came up missing, going to school, walking to school with her stepfather, and she now got back. She never got back to home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you talking about something happened in Chicago. All y'all care about is something happened in Chicago.
Okay, you know what? We need to do this, because I got another topic we need to talk about. Okay.
Okay, Mississippi. let me talk to Mississippi. Mississippi.
No, because you need to say it in a slow, you yelling, he not understanding.
I'm not retarded.
Well, you acting like
you sure?
Because
you
don't want to talk to me.
Because you're trying to acting like it.
You
need to talk in a slow, understand it. So he can kind of hear it. You understood that, huh? You can't understand anything else you're talking about. But you understood that. Okay? It's interesting how you selectively understand.
Right. Now,
I can't talk about that.
We have told you why we only talk about Chicago. Because we watch Chicago news. We know what's going on in Chicago because we reside in Chicago. Our families reside in Chicago.
I know.
Let me add that Chicago is so big that we can see Chicago stations in Atlanta.
I can't recall that in Milwaukee. Once you leave Milwaukee, you can't see nothing about Milwaukee. Matter of fact, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley and that 70s show, I didn't even know about Milwaukee.
That's about Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, hell no.
In different drama. Yeah, you're right. We know that people hate people in Milwaukee. We know that. I was scared when you got there.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what New York would do to you.
I don't even talk about New York. Matter of fact, everybody that know me know I hate New York. I don't like New York cheesecake. I don't like New York ice cream. I hate Spike Lee because he loves New York so much. Everybody that know me know that.
What about Los Angeles?
Don't like it either. Don't like earthquakes. Don't like the sun.
East Coast, West Coast. Midwest,
I like
don't
Chicago.
Matter.
I like Chicago.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I love it.
I mean, why would
you? You ever seen the tattoo on my arm? It says Chicago.
Okay, you. I hope you're good with it.
Do you got one that says Milwaukee?
In America.
Yes.
All the cities in America. Los Angeles and New York.
All the who, how, what?
Only two cities in America that matters is Los Angeles and New York. If you want to go to movies, go to Los Angeles. If you want to make music, go to New York.
Rewind and press pause. None of them matter anymore.
you want to make music or movies, you got to go to Atlanta. If you want to make movies or music, you got to go to Atlanta. Rewind, press pause, and then none of them matter anymore. None of them. New York is now known for fashion, and LA is now known for vacations. Rewind, press pause, hit play.
New York for music, Los Angeles for movies.
Atlanta. Atlanta. Alanta. Don't even have an N in it. No news in it. All right, y'all, so we got to get. All right, we. What was that other news you had for us? I am confused. He confused me like a man that was boycotting Florida and went there on vacation. DJ Reggio, shout out to you, dog. That's my dog, Nick Richmond, man. That's my man. What was you saying now? For real, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I am confused. I'm confused.
How are you confused?
He appears to be upset that I love my home, the place that raised me, that bred me. This is Chicago. This is home. He seems to be upset.
Yeah, because he knows that.
Yeah.
Because he lives in a sour city. But he loves
Milwaukee, yet he calls himself Mississippi. Not Milwaukee red, not Wisconsin
right.
red, not Tennessee red,
Mississippi
red. I don't understand. I'm confused.
And when I first heard his name, I said, where you from, Mississippi?
No, I'm from Milwaukee.
I'm from Milwaukee. Mm. Oh, wow. I think we need a high-energy music break behind that. High-energy music break, y'all. Here we go, y'all. High energy.
Come on. Run right through to the edge with you. We can fall in love. I'm on the edge.
boy Lil Hot the Money Man. And you are now tuned in to the number one radio station. My radio station. Lawless Radio, homie.
There you go. Hey, man, only here can you hear entertainment like this, baby. And we ain't in New York or L.A. Only here can you hear good music by that. All right. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in for my man, Femo Slim, back from his hiatus. Lawless Radio After Dark tonight, doing what it is we do, baby, on Lawless Radio After Dark. Insight, riots in your mind. Hey, man, y'all catch my man Buck tomorrow, man. Buck kicking it off, man, doing what it is he do, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in for the Wild Man and Buck off. All right? Hey, man, gotta send a happy birthday shout, man, to my little cousin Mel, man. I know you enjoyed your birthday. Happy birthday, Mel Lawless, man. That's the person I keep up with in Milwaukee, homie. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to my girl Tammy out in Oak Park. That is outside of Chicago. Man, anybody that's listening, none of this makes sense. Y'all got to listen to the replay just to understand what it is I'm saying. When I said a shout-out to my man, DJ Reggio, that's my dog. When I said something like that, y'all got to listen to the replays, man, to understand, man. Y'all tune in to Mel Lawless, Lawless Radio After Dark, Saturday end in the week, or kicking off the week, whichever way you see Sunday as with the doctor, Sunday evening chat, man. Y'all make sure, man. Hey, y'all keep Nikki Outlaw in your prayers, man. I spoke with her. She's in good spirits. Things are going okay and everything, man. Just really can't wait for her to get this behind her, to get herself better, get her back on radio and everything. But most importantly, it's her health. You know, getting her health all in order, and she's doing good. So, hold on, y'all. Hold on. I got a Milwaukee call. Let's see who I got from Milwaukee.
Hey, Lawless. Hello,
hey,
cousin.
Happy birthday,
what's up?
Baby. What's going on?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
man.
You.
You know.
I actually, you know, I was sitting back listening to the show. I didn't want to comment because I could not see why y'all was even
entertaining. You know, good and well, I love good entertainment.
Really, it has to be for the laughter. It has to be the laugh factor.
And for the tears.
I said, I don't even want to do that. I just listen and work at the same time, laughing like, oh my God.
After working, you know, you deal with so many people and you work hard and you, all these meetings and everything and reading all this paper and all of this stuff here. You need a release. I am your midweek release. You know, you need something to laugh at. You need something after you get off the show to say, ah. You know, and my man Mississippi Red, he gave me that moment, and I am happy. I'm quite sure Patrice and Brooke are excited as well. We have something to laugh about.
All right. Hey, I go through it every day. He talk about my city. I'm like, you know, I rep my city. I don't care, you know.
That's right.
Who don't like it, shoot. So it is what it is. But he take it seriously when we be like laughing, like,
come on, guys. He'll take it seriously. Y'all ever seen my left arm? Big old tattoo with said Chicago. I don't cover it up. It wasn't by accident. It's because I love my city. Tell him to change his name to Milwaukee Red. Show me that he loves the city. And the great words of the Joker. What a world is this?
Yeah.
Where a man that lives in a town with a bird is surly and a cutting hand tries to steal my press.
Yeah, the bad thing is he's trying to move to Atlanta, you know. So I don't get it.
Hey, tell him he's trying to be a thespian. If he's trying to make it in movies, he got to go to L.A. That's where they make real movies. That's what he's saying.
Oh, Lord. See, that's why I didn't want to get in this conversation. I'm like, I'm going to shut up.
I got to rewind. He did say thespian, didn't he?
I'm sorry.
Okay, thespian. All right. I was going to say, if he's trying to be a lesbian, yeah, he can come on to Atlanta.
I mean, we know what Atlanta known for, you know, but ain't gonna put it out there.
No, you know what Milwaukee known for? The women out there love the women. They love the women. Hey, Elm ain't got no problem with it. He love the women too.
Jim
and love y'all. Y'all crazy. Come on. Hey, there you go. Hey, man, we finna go ahead and wrap it up. Buck, man, come on, send them shots out, Buck, man. Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for holding down the show, man. Thank you, man.
Hey, ain't no thing but chicken wing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is that with mild sauce or hot sauce, though?
Mild sauce, because it seems like don't nobody know what the hell mild sauce is. So, yeah, mild sauce on my fries, please.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Oh. And we ain't talking about ketchup and hot sauce mix, y'all. We talking about real mild sauce.
Yes,
give me
please,
no damn.
Thank you.
Don't give me no ketchup or hot sauce. Something that's no damn mild sauce. I would put it back in your face. It's mild sauce for real. It's just like Chicago. Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. What is good mouth off?
Yeah, to make him mad. Don't say no Chicago no more on this show tonight.
Hey, Buck. Where that good mouth off come from, Buck?
Where
it come from, Buck? The good mouth off, man. Where it come from? That good mouth off, man. That good mouth off,
Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago.
You
yeah.
know it's from Chicago? Chicago?
That's where I know it came from.
The Windy City?
That's where I know it to come from.
No, that ain't where it come from. Where it come from?
Somebody better tell me.
You sure it didn't come from Milwaukee? I'm just trying to figure out where it came from, man. I ain't know. You got to tell me.
Dude, it got cheese in it.
All I know is cheese and beer. That's all I know about Milwaukee, cheese and beer.
Yeah, ain't got no cheese. Ain't got no cheese in it, so we good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mississippi, you know you our man, dog, and we like Milwaukee, wink, wink. We do. Come on. Hey, send your shots out, man. Send your shots out, Buck.
Oh, man, hey. Just catch me tomorrow night, man, at 8 o'clock tomorrow, right here on Lawless Radio.
That's what I'm saying, man. And this Mississippi Radio, y'all can catch me with Anheuser-Busch or some Stroh's or Blitz. Hey, man, send a shout out, man.
Hey, I want to send a shout out to all my Lawless family. I want to tell each and everyone, because everybody did contact me. And so I want to tell y'all thank you for the birthday wishes. Y'all can reach me, hear me Saturday night, Lawless After Dark, 11 p.m. Eastern. We get it down, we put it in.
That's what I'm talking about. And y'all know what I want to do. Hey, man, I want to send a shout out to my people, man. My people, now this is crazy. I'm accused of not liking Milwaukee, but look at what's my first shout-out. My first shout-out is to my people, Working Airlines, Frontier and AirTran in Milwaukee. My people, Working Airlines, Frontier and AirTran, Chicago's Midway. My people, Working American, United, U.S. Airways in Chicago's O'Hare. My people, Working U.S. Airways, AirTran, Frontier, Southwest, American, in Atlanta, Hartsfield. Y'all keep them planes in the sky safely. Wayne, lead them slow, y'all. Make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Then you're ready to get up out of here, man. But I want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of every show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. We will definitely get you in rotation. Hey, man, put it out there real quick. Y'all about to see the press release come across, man. I am about to accept another mainline show. This is mainline, being in the 8 o'clock. We are also still looking for two more shows for Lawless Radio After Dark. If y'all want to do that,
Y'all can get in contact. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the contact, shoot us y'all information. We will definitely listen to y'all, check you out, and all that good stuff there. Again, I want to report a flyer that was sent to me. If anybody in Milwaukee would like to send me a flyer about their missing people there, their harmed people there, their killed people there, any information about there, send that to me as this person did from Chicago. Ashaka, I'm not going to butcher her name. She sent this one, and it is for the reward leading to the capture of the person who murdered Ashley Hartman. You can contact 773-599-2438. There's a $3,000 reward attached. Make sure y'all follow up on the Lawless Radio fan page, which is where I will be posting this. All right, I will catch y'all next week, man. Ain't nothing but love for all of y'all, man, even the people that don't agree with me. Hey, seeing as how I got people upset tonight, I think I'm going to end this with Most Hated. It's the chairman, baby. I'm out of here.
Say fly, count money, jealousy, and... the creation.
This ain't what you want, cause y'all the metal.